Tad. Tell me that I was without you. Oh, after everything you've done, I can thank you for how strong I have become. Cause you brought the flames and you put me through hell. I had to learn how to fight for myself. And we both know all the truth I can tell. I'll just say this is, I wish you farewell. I hope you're somewhere praying, praying. I hope your soul is changing, changing. Find your peace, fall upon your knees, praying.
Hi everybody, welcome. Welcome, welcome. Just taking a couple minutes for everyone to settle. Make sure you have your water. It's gonna be a big one today.
Breathe again. And you said that I was done. You're running now, the best is yet to come. Cause I can make it on my own. I don't need you, I find a strength I've never known. I don't need to break down. When I'm finished, they won't even know you. Keisha standing up in her sovereign power. I don't exactly know the story, but I guess she just reclaimed herself as an artist. Maybe she was under the perceived power of a studio, jamming about praying. I really like that jam, so I hope it's sets the right tone for you today. Hi everybody, welcome, 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 welcome. So glad you're here. Thank you for being here on this beautiful day. For me anyways, a lot of times when I teach, I am taken to my own edge. And this class, today's topic with Magdalene, really was birthed through one of my own questions for her. So, I guess I just say, like, I'm totally in this with you guys, and we're in this together, and I'm just happened to be at the microphone today, but, you know, I'm consistently called to my own edge in my work, and I'm very grateful for that, because I believe that is the stuff of life, and we'll talk about that a little bit today. And it's like, it's really very challenging, and I don't have any, you know, a lot of times I have no reference point. I have to really pray to Magdalene and say, like, please, can you just give me like a guidepost? Like, just, I need a little more, like, we're doing good. So anyways, that's a lot about what today's class is about too. So welcome. Welcome everybody. My name's Faye Wilder. I think we all know one another. Nobody's new in the second half of the month. I am the Lightcaster, and I offer Magdalene Mystery and Breath Alchemy here in the Lightcaster Club and also in private mentorship. And I have a couple of private sessions, one-on-one, one-offs each month. And I still have one open for August. So if anybody wants it, let me know. Send me an email or on Instagram. So we're going to take three big breaths together and do one big om, and we'll open in prayer. So find a comfortable position. I just have a little water myself. And I want to also just really thank everybody who asked a question in the Facebook group. Who knew, but all of the questions, including my own, are completely interwoven. And so today's class is like this beautiful weaving of four or five different elements, which maybe at first glance you think, oh, these are totally separate, but they're completely interwoven. So three deep breaths in the nose, out the mouth, please. Inhale for an om. Everyone's on mute. Om. Holy Mother and Holy Father of all life, the sound of the universe that comes from within us, we call on you today for Lightcaster Club and invite you into our circle, invite you into this current perceived time and space, and into the perceived time and space of all those who will be listening later, feeling the energy of every member of this beautiful community here with us now, and asking you, sweet spirit of life, to run all the way through our bodies and through our spines and our mind's eye, our hearts and wombs and breath, especially today. We invite you to please bless this space with the blessing we already are, and to help us all to shine, to receive exactly what we need and miss what we don't, and to deeply relax and surrender and receive the love that we are, to remember that we don't have to do anything exceptional or worthy or prove anything or strive or struggle. We just relax. And inviting into our circle Mary Magdalene, and giving so many thanks and blessings to this beloved sister on her special weekend. She says, this is not my special weekend. This is about us. And also feeling strongly her beloved mentor and essentially mother-in-law, Mother Mary, she of a thousand roses. Mother Mary stepped forward today to just help us to soften. Much of this talk will be about shame and accepting our holy light and divinity. And so Mother Mary is here as just one emanation of the Great Mother. You might work with other emanations of the Great Mother, and remember that she also lives within you. Most of us don't look to our biological mothers from this lifetime as the Great Mother, but we can always look at the place within our biological mothers that house the Great Mother, and lean into that place, no matter what our relationship with our mother is like. That's a whole nother call. And here, just relaxing into Mother Mary's beautiful blue cobalt lapis energy. And feeling the softness of rose petal after rose petal after rose petal being showered down on you, just right where you are. It's like just suddenly, you don't have to prepare or go draw a bath or go do any extra, you don't have to go pick the roses. Just suddenly, out of nowhere, is this extreme, exquisite beauty just for you, lavished upon you. So let these roses come down onto your body, over your head, cascading across your eyes and your shoulders and down your arms. Oh, yes. And feeling their softness. But there's so many. It's also like a weight. It's a weight of these roses that's just giving you the gentle compression and reminder of how much love is here for us. And breathing as you just normally, just a nice gentle breath, however feels comfortable. Notice the places in your body that feel like this is inappropriate, this is unacceptable, this isn't what we're supposed to be doing right now, this is too much, I don't deserve this, but I haven't even brushed my teeth, or whatever it is, but I yelled at my mom, or whatever it is. Just breathe with that place and just feel even more roses showering, 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 showering. These are blue roses, blue and white petals coming down upon you. It's like a never-ending waterfall of them. Oh, how beautiful. They're the colors of a waterfall. Ha! Thank you, Mother Mary. Thank you. Just breathing with the places that feel unworthy and letting the petals touch anyhow. And noticing how your breath is the answer. And just settling in the field of exquisite beauty now. And here we are. Sweet Spirit, please make me a vessel of pure light and love. Thank you. Amen. Wow. Okay. Well, that was nice. The angels are here as well, especially the Archangel Metatron. He'll come through a little later. He's a really smart guy. So hopefully he'll help me weave these ideas. Oh, and I have a beautiful diffuser going for us, everyone. It has sacred frankincense and a blend that helps us to release an inner child. And one more, Sacred Mountain, Sacred Mountain. At our call for Magdalene's feast day and our anointing ceremony, I know many of you were there. Thank you for coming. It was epic. And we declared that we are the home of God. And so that blend, Sacred Mountain, reminds me of that, that I am the home of God. I am a holy mountain. Yeah. Okay. So here we go. So this class is, it was sort of loosely called saturation when I sent out the access link last week. And it's, that's kind of incomplete, but this really is going to be, our work today is really about basically getting juicy, which is like such a funny, I don't know, you hear kind of like the new age coaches be like, get juicy with me. You're like, what does that really even mean? But it really is about staying wet, really staying wet. And there's a huge component to this information, this technology today, that's directly linked to our sexual power and our actual cervical fluid and our womb blood. And, you know, that wetness that comes from within our mouth, that saturation when we're salivating and really wanting something, when something is we know it's going to taste really delicious. And that this wetness is the key to vitality. So let me just tell you, my question for Magdalene really has been about my own ability to regenerate in my personal life lately. You know, I had my second child almost 9 months ago. And so they say it takes 9 months in and then 9 months out. So I'm kind of like at this gateway in my own life of being really done with pregnancy and still nursing, but I have my moon back and I just feel more like a person rather than mama bear, you know, stuck on the couch or, you know, nestled on the couch really. And this time in my life, I've just been feeling so depleted in the last few months. And I've been working with this feeling and noticing how much of my language has been about like, oh, I'm getting older, looking in the mirror, seeing new lines and seeing like feeling how much it's so much more difficult to shed pounds than it has been for me in my youth. I mean, when I was like 25, I could lose 10 pounds in a few days, but I didn't even have that much pounds to lose. But so just feeling my body shifting and changing, and, you know, on the one hand, doing the work to accept and love my body exactly as she is and paying attention to the programming that I'm experiencing, that's not mine, that comes from, you know, media and culture and upbringing telling me that somehow there's something wrong with me, that I'm walking through these changes. So, you know, being in a place of acceptance and love and being curious, do I really have to age? Must I dry up? And so working with Mary Magdalene on these concepts of staying vital, and gaining, or just shall I say, accepting my personal access to the never-ending flow of vitality, of which I am a portal, of which we are a portal, of which Mother Earth is a portal. So that's a lot. That's like sets the stage for what's going on today. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about Magdalene's story, and it's a piece that it was news to me when I learned this. No one had ever told me this. Magdalene has been given credit as the apostle to the apostles, which means she was basically the messenger of the miracle of resurrection. Great. It's true. She witnessed this miracle, Jesus resurrecting, basically rebirthing, moving from death to life. And she told people about it, which in itself is miraculous, because think about in your own life, the times when you have witnessed miracles and experienced extravagant blessings, but perhaps played them down or kept them to yourself because you didn't want to appear too big for your britches. You didn't want anyone else to feel uncomfortable around your joy. Or even you seemed like it felt like it was ridiculous to even share. I have those experiences. I mean, just working with Mary Magdalene has been one of the greatest joys of my life, but I don't talk to everybody about it because I'm afraid they're going to think I'm weird. This is something I work with a lot today, and I do talk to more and more people about it. So the fact that she came and told her brothers and her sisters, these other apostles, this is what I saw, and many of them, you know, the story goes, didn't believe her, and she stood by it. That's a miracle in itself. But let's look a little more closely at the events of the 3 days that Magdalene was at Yeshua's tomb during this time before he was reborn. I highly recommend, by the way, the Luminous Gospels, which include Magdalene's sacred text, her gospel that was lost for so long and was found in the mid-20th century. Well, it was found a long time ago, but then it was kind of rebirthed in the mid-20th century. And there's a bunch of pages missing from it, which is very beautiful because it actually leaves a great deal of mystery and is an invitation for us to journey within our own hearts, our own Magdalene heart, to discover what is true. And understanding that the access that we have to our heart and the information we receive from that place is just as, if not more, important than any written record or any quote fact. So this text I recommend you read it and feel into it, the Luminous Gospels. Anyhow, Yeshua's in the tomb, or is it the womb, right? This dark space of nothingness. And Magdalene is with him, and she's tending to his body with oils and herbs and anointments and song and breath work. And the story is that Yeshua journeyed into purgatory during this time in the cave. And really, if we look at this scenario, there's Magdalene with her beloved. Magdalene wasn't just sitting there while he took this journey. Magdalene took the journey with him. In fact, what she says, Magdalene's sharing, I was his shaman. She shared this on her call on Saturday. I was his shaman. I facilitated his shamanic journey across space and time. I facilitated a breathwork journey, not to another realm, but deep within him. And not only did I facilitate it, but as with any great facilitator, I took the journey with him. I was grounded on earth and yet with him in this imaginal realm, this space of infinite possibilities, this space where we access all time and space, all dimensions, all points of love, all resources that are waiting to come in. I was with him during this journey. So really feeling how Magdalene's own presence and the access, the ability, her teachings of breathwork with Yeshua enabled Yeshua to activate his light body. And so think about resurrection is simply the regeneration, revitalization of cells on like a big scale. It's like to rebirth a big human man, a 33-year-old man, is just the result of tiny little rebirths in each of his cells. And Yeshua was fully schooled, or shall I say, he fully accepted his divinity. So allowing his cells to regenerate was no problem for him. And this is the magic that he was showing his disciples, the people he was working with when he walked on water and he changed, you know, he made all the fishes and the loaves and he healed people. He's just working with cellular regeneration, with our innate ability to relax and allow our cells to rebirth themselves. So you probably, most of you know that we're all cellularly new every 7 years. And we're all cellularly new every, excuse me, you guys, I just had a little distraction. We're all cellularly new every 7 years. And so this is a natural process that's already happening. But when we engage with this process and own up to our status as the creator of all that is in our experience, we harness this power of regeneration and we're able to create anything we want. So this is the story Magdalene shared to me when I was griping at her about getting older. She was like, you can regenerate yourself. There's no need to learn from getting sick and aging and becoming less and less vital as time goes on. There's no need for that. That's just a sovereign choice that much of humanity has been making for a long time. There is, in fact, no need to die. That, again, is a sovereign choice that much of humanity has been making, and therefore many of us take for granted, right? Getting old is a part of life. I'm going to grow old gracefully. Instead, there's an invitation in this class to stop learning from sickness, from drying up, and to begin learning from the ever-increasing potential for vitality that we have in ourselves. And what we find here when we think about Yeshua resurrecting and riding basically an ascension vehicle called the Merkaba, we're not going to get too much into Merkaba geometry right now, but that it wasn't in fact something that came down to get him, that it was his own access to the single still point within each cell, the light body, the bottom line of each cell, which is God, which is light, that he had access to those singular points in his entire body, which then emanated out their own ascension vehicles and became little mini Merkabas, which then emanate into a big giant Merkaba, which then resurrect the entire human body. This regeneration is only made possible by complete surrender to the truth of our power as an embodiment of God. So there's a beautiful line from the Bible, from Matthew 6:22. And I don't know it by hand. I have to read it to you. It says this: the light of the body is in the eye. Excuse me. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. The light of the body is the eye. And in most translations, it's spelled E-Y-E. But let's spell it with just the single I, capital I. The light of the body is the I. Therefore, thine I, capital I, be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. When we accept the truth of our divinity and focus singly on the capital I, the spirit, the divinity that we are filled with light. And as we are filled with light, we actually become lighter. And as we become lighter, we become, first of all, easier to nourish. There's less of us that needs the nourishment of three-dimensional life. We become more joyful. We become more flexible. We're able to travel across space and time with more grace and ease. And we become the power of undefended love. When we're singly focused on the eye of our cell, the single truth of who we are, we have nothing to protect anymore. So here we are. There's an invitation, Magdalene says, to start where you are. So we are on the road to self-mastery. We may or may not be there, and it's really like a moment-to-moment situation. Self-mastery isn't a place that we arrive. It is a constant, it's a practice. Self-mastery is an invitation in our daily life of remembrance and discipline. And by discipline, we're talking about being a disciple to the eye of God, the eye of the light that's the truth of ourselves. The lighter we become, the fewer cells need help as they start to enlighten. So it's this exponential process, and it becomes easier and easier and easier. So beautiful. That's where we are. Somebody needs to be muted. Okay. So there's a question that came in on the Facebook page about basically what's happening right now. There's like this big wave, this energetic wave happening. And I'm connecting it directly to July 7th when the Sirius star nation aligned with our own sun, and all the way through August 21st, where we're going to experience a complete eclipse. And during this portal, and I'll post a beautiful, there's like a nice map that I got from the New Earth Instagram page that talks about each of these important dates. We experience Magdalene's feast day, which gives us the bottom line, the sort of groundwork of unconditional love, which is very nice because we're riding a big wave. And then we have the Leo new moon happening now. Happy new moon, everybody. So we're in the darkness and we're coming on this crest of Cancer into the fiery presence, the I am presence of Leo. And we're going to experience two new moons in Leo, which I don't even understand how that is possible. I don't know if that's like how, I don't get it. And then the Lion's Gate as well on 8/8. So there's all these different sort of punctuations to this beautiful portal. But think about this time on Earth, this channel is open for us. And there's this incredible crest, this wave of energy that is happening not to us, but in thanks to us, because of the raising of consciousness that has been going on, thanks to all of us here, literally on this call, and millions more. This is truly happening, everybody. This change that we've all been working on and we've all been committed to in our daily life, this acceptance of our divinity and our creative power, this is making a difference. And we're feeling that effect right now, today, in this portal. So it's basically like there's sort of two messages happening in this time. And one of them is that this is the time in this year of the number one that our DNA is really going to start to do its transformative dance and accelerate in its spinning and even just shift structure and become more crystalline. And this crystalline nature of our DNA, again, is accessible when we connect with the eye of the eye of our cell. Therefore, if thine eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light. So our dimensional presence is literally changing our dimensional experience, and the dimensional presence of our planet is shifting as well. So we're offered this gift of this wave. It's like we've all been creating momentum, and then here we have this big wave, and we get to ride it how we choose. So that'll come in a little bit later. Again, remembering always that we're sovereign. This portal, the 77 to 821 portal, is also the big shift that's happening. So this was Magdalene's specific answer to the question. This is the end of shame. This is a portal where we can end our relationship with shame. So shame ties in with Mary Magdalene beautifully. It also ties in with another question that came up on the Facebook page about Lilith. So thank you so much for that question. I have not worked very much with Lilith, and it was so beautiful to feel her energy and her her. It's like unapologetic is a sort of what's the word? You know, people throw it around a lot. What does it even mean? But Lilith's presence is very much unapologetic. She's doing her. And so let's talk about this shame for a moment. Magdalene, I connected with directly because of my own feelings of shame around my work that I had done as a prostitute and other parts of my story. And you can read about it on my blog or on my Instagram. I talked about it there. And I can post my post where I talk about it, where I teach from my own experience, but that was one part of my story that I didn't share about for a long time because I assumed that I should be ashamed of it. And this is tied in with Magdalene getting a feast day because we're celebrating, many people are celebrating the fact that, oh, she wasn't a prostitute, and therefore we should celebrate that everybody recognizes this. But in fact, it does not matter if one is a prostitute. And celebrating, you know, not being a prostitute is actually comes from a posture of privilege. It comes from a posture of misogyny. And, you know, it just continues to consecrate these elements of hierarchy and the idea that there are some things that are good and right and some things that are bad and wrong. And the idea that having sex for money is bad and wrong is something that's been passed down to us year after year after year. Same with the idea that just our sexuality and our desire for pleasure and our desire for abundance and our desire to connect is wrong and should be shameful. And this is where Lilith comes in. Lilith, the story of Lilith is that she was created of the same mud as Adam, that in fact she was the first woman. And that because she was created from the same mud of Adam, she had all of the earth, she was earthly. And so she's like this beautiful template for humanity, that we're earthly beings, that we fart and we smell and we fuck up and we trip and we hurt, and that we're gonna, like, it's going to be tough roads sometimes, that we are experiencing this shift in energy and getting lighter and lighter and lighter. And like, it's still messy. And that is okay. It's more than okay. It's right on. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. It doesn't mean that I have to adjust my behavior to become singly pure and good. I am singularly pure and good. And when I let go of the shame or the belief that anything else is true, my whole body is full of light. So shame has been, again, this is kind of like a viral program, not handed down to us. There's always a call from Magdalene to let go of the idea that anybody is doing this to, quote, us, that the, quote, patriarchy is doing this to us. What happens when we talk about the patriarchy or the hierarchy or, you know, a government system as something more powerful or as the doer of things to us, we give up, we forget our sovereignty. When we own up to our personal responsibility for the collective consciousness that we are all swimming in right now. And not taking full responsibility for everything that's happening on the planet, and not allowing bad behavior, but owning the fact that the way we speak and think and behave is perpetuating ideas that we may not feel comfortable with. And so owning the viral programming of shame in our physical and energetic bodies allows us to stay true in our sovereignty, and it makes it very, very easy to let go of it. If someone is making me feel ashamed, that means that I have to change them in order to feel unashamed. And changing other people is quite literally impossible. Yeah. So the end of shame. So let's talk about this. Shame gives us a reason to defend. When we feel ashamed of something, it feels like we need to protect ourselves. There's a dark part, a nook or a cranny that's not measuring up. And it's impossible to defend and create at the same time. The root of our shame is that we feel separate from God. The root of the shame comes from this idea that divinity is outside of us and we have to go somewhere or be something to get it. This is a twist in the truth that we are, in fact, divine love. Yeshua got this, obviously Magdalene got this, and it was Yeshua and Magdalene's full acceptance of this truth that allowed them, Yeshua, to ascend into heaven and Magdalene to ascend into the heaven of her own body as she feasted with the angels every day at the end of her life. And also that Magdalene was able to walk the earth as a woman during a time when that was very, very dangerous in of itself, and teach about sovereignty and Christ consciousness, and make herself essentially invisible to those who might hurt her, so that she was actually cloaked in her light body. And this is what happens, you've probably experienced this, is that when you start to raise your level of awareness into the truth of your consciousness, and you start to inhabit your light body more and more, and talk in empowerment and in I am statements, and really own your sovereignty, people start to, they don't hear you. It's like you're talking about the light body and they can't even hear what you're saying. They maybe don't even see you. So that's okay. Those with eyes to see and ears to hear will be the ones that we touch. So acceptance of the truth of our divinity means that we take responsibility for our entire being, and we welcome any dark places as an opportunity to love. And Magdalene is showing us this beautiful image of when we welcome these places that are dark, it's not going in to try and fix them. She says it's like when you walk into a party and you're just sweeping the room to see, who have I not said hello to? Who have I not given a hug to yet? It's not who needs me to save them. So when we sweep through our physical presence and we sweep through the stories that we tell ourselves, we're not sweeping through to try and change. We're sweeping through simply to give a hug, to give love to these places that feel dark. Excuse me for one moment, everybody. Friends, sit tight for one moment. I have to make an adjustment. Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that. That's the perils of nap time work. To check on the baby. He is good. Tuning back in with a nice deep breath, please. So moving through this party of life, looking for the people that we haven't given a hug to yet, as the hug of empowerment and the hug of I recognize you, brother or sister, as divine light too. I recognize you, painful part of my story, as divine light too. I recognize you, part of myself that I've kept hidden my whole life, as divine light too. I love you. I love you. I love you. So instead of connecting to divine love because we need a solution to a problem, instead of learning through aging and dying, we simply are divine love in our daily life, and we begin to learn through a continuous shedding and recreation, resurrection. It's like a billion little deaths in the form of letting go instead of one big giant death. We spend time creating. We spend all of our time creating rather than measuring up. Isn't that beautiful? So this is what's happening right now, is an invitation to truly end shame. Now, when we use our breath alchemy, it's a very powerful tool for doing this, because I can't just say to you, let go of shame, and it happens. There's shame stuck literally in our cells, and it's a process. So remembering always that we're going to be continually presented with opportunities to respond to life from our own embodied divinity. And we're not going to do it all the time, and there's nothing to be ashamed of in that. Right? When I be single, my whole body is full of light. So this it's like there's this residual and stored ancestral shame that thinks that it must be protected in itself. So it's defended. It feels bad or wrong or inappropriate. And this is where aging comes from, quite literally, in our cells. It's these stuck feelings that we feel inappropriate in letting out. They begin to harden and calcify. And this is how inflammation begins. Now, inflammation is the first step in all disease, and it is truly a gift. Because when our body sends a protective shield around its cells, or our cells develop the protective shield around themselves, it's a signal. It's like, hey, over here, I'm the one that needs the hug. Help, help, help. It's this beautiful opportunity to bring our single eye point of focus to this part of our body, to this part of our story, to this part of our life, and offer it the love, right? So inflammation is a key. Inflammation is a helper. And it's also something that we want to be free from, right? Because it's like the more vitality we are emanating, the less inflammation that we have. The less inflammation that we have, the more vital we become. The lighter we become, the lighter we become, the lighter we become, the lighter we become, the lighter we become. And we together, in our own daily life, begin to raise the consciousness of our one body of Christ consciousness beating on this planet, beating throughout the universe, humming and waving and rising together higher and higher and higher. Not because there's anything wrong with our current experience, but because there's more to learn. There's more. There's so much more. There's so much more. And we're given this opportunity now on the planet to begin to learn from love, to begin to learn only from love. And there's a note from our Syrian friends they're very much a part of this portal. They remind us they are always supporting us. They have their hands raised in this mudra of support and emanation, saying they're here to support our remembrance of our sovereignty. Yeah. And this Magdalene feast day is this beautiful mid-year reminder that we are in fact the home of God. And as the home of God, as we do this incredible surfing, that's what this wave is like. It's like this chance to surf the big one. It's like Point Break in that movie where they're like, I'm going to go get the big one, you know? And it's at once like really scary, and you don't know what's going to happen, and you're participating with nature, and you're not in control. We're not in control. And yet our presence and our focus gets us in, they call it the green room, in like the tube. It's like the eye of the tornado. Again, if thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. So this wave of change coming through is an opportunity to rise in even greater self-mastery in our personal lives, in our everyday experience, in our everyday creation. And as more and more of us commit to creating and enjoying this abundant, joyful vitality that is our birthright, and walking through the human-y, quote, part, but it's not a separate part. It is part of this joyful, vital experience without shame, and fully embody our power, we can walk through any danger, quote unquote danger, or crucifixion unharmed. Because remembering always that there's nothing more powerful than our own consciousness. Okay, so the wave is happening, this energetic uprising. We're enlightened enough to receive it, and we totally did this. This is our doing. It's this like opportunity for Gaia to experience her own Merkaba. We did this with the help of many friends and angels and ascended masters, and it's our sovereign choice how to ride this wave and how to respond in our daily life free from shame. And it's just the way it's your choice how you use your breath. So when we drop into breath alchemy today, and what you might find when you practice your breath alchemy is you get to a point where you're like, ugh, I don't want to do this. Like your mouth gets dry, you get dizzy, you feel like this is annoying, or it becomes really uncomfortable. And it feels like, ugh, I just want out of this. And your breath is going to be breathing no matter what. So it's just up to us how we use our breath and how we ride that wave. And how we integrate with the spirals of our own breath. It's like we can get so high, it feels like it's not allowed or we're breaking a rule. Again, there's the shame. We can let that go. We can just let it ride and take ourselves, allow ourselves to exist in this new consciousness, this new sphere of our own creation. So the wave might take you out, but remember, that's your choice. It's your choice. So Archangel Metatron really showed up for this call, and he's directly linked to the power of our word and the power of our thought. When I was questioning Magdalene about my question about aging, she was like, first of all, you have to really be mindful of the words that you're using. We know this already. This is related to the question about reputation. That word reputation is repetition, right? A reputation comes from the repetition of a word or a story over and over and over. It's like, you know, this piece of gossip that moves through the community. And you can see this happening like on the big level, like if you have a group of friends and someone sends out a little piece of gossip and it travels through the friends, and then, you know, the person who the story is about gets a reputation because of the repetition of a story. You can also see this happening in your own cellular structure and in your own human life that you are creating, where you have a story or a word or a belief that you've just repeated over and over and over, sending like gossip through your cells, and they pick it up and it becomes true, and there you go. Then you have the reputation of someone who is aging and dying, and who, for whom, like everyone else, right, death is inevitable, getting old is inevitable. So, oh well, might as well do it gracefully. So Magdalene teaches us so much. She's coming forward here to talk about this question with Lilith and this question about reputation, and that we do not need to defend ourselves. And there, yes, we do need to speak the truth. And yes, we do need to speak up when something is not right. It's not about being passive and just letting, oh, just let it go. No way. We do stand up. And when we, you know, there's this idea of I stand up for myself, but standing up for ourselves means fully embodying our holy divinity. That's how we stand up for ourselves. And when we embody our holy divinity, our sovereignty, we are accepting full responsibility for our experience. And when we accept full responsibility for our experience, there is nowhere to blame. There is no one to blame. And any of the uncomfortable feelings that come with that acceptance, we have the tools and the presence and the grace to be with as they naturally transform on the wave of our breath. Ooh. both Lilith and Magdalene and you and I hold the power of creation in our muddy womb. Whether you have a womb or not, there is this sacred space in our sacral space, right? Sacred, sacral, of dark, unknowable, muddy is the best word for it, potential. And now as we rise in our awareness, we see that we can access and play with that potential from places of bliss and joy and love. And Magdalene and Lilith both understood this. Lilith was branded a sex demon, basically. She was like a woman. This, you know, there's stories that say that she birthed 100 demons every day using like stolen sperm. I mean, it's ridiculous, right? We understand that there's just this story, a reputation that pleasure and the body and sexual pleasure alone or with another person is somehow wrong. But when you think about it, I mean, everyone on this call understands that's not true. Every human being understands that's not true. So then it just takes a breath. Oh, Lilith was just pleasuring herself day after day after day by the power of her body. Yes. That's more of that, please. Yes. 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 So, being the power of undefended love is a place of relaxation, a place of surrender. So this ties in, you know, I think the shame piece and the light body piece tie into the final question that we got about what should I eat? Specifically, it said, does Magdalene have, you know, ideas about what should I eat? And Magdalene does not have ideas about what to eat. She says, very, very straightforward, only you know what to eat. But there is some, just some guidelines, basically remembering that the lighter you become, the more you inhabit your light body and shed the shame, the less outside nutrition you need. We're going to access some powerful portals today that directly lead to the infinite resource that you are. And this invites us to let go of ideas that there are actually finite resources on Earth, and that in fact the Earth needs our saving, and that the Earth isn't able to regenerate herself and restore herself, just as we have that holy power. Mother Earth, Sophia Gaia, has that holy power, as does every being on the planet. And this doesn't mean that everybody has to live forever. Side note, there's a message. Yes, some of us are, you know, we'll be ready to go to another place. That's fine. But it's the acceptance of our sovereign free will choice to do so that's important to remember. Meanwhile, most of us on this journey of ascension need hearty foods to keep grounded. So it is okay to have very rich foods and to have, you know, to share in the abundance of all beings, if that's what your body needs. There's a deep warning against sugar, against anything processed, against anything that has preservatives in it, against anything that's been, if the energy that was used to create the food or to create the food product is greater than the energy that you will receive from the food, or that the other beings involved in creating the food received from making the food, then it's going to put us into energetic debt. So eating food from packages, or food that's been shipped from far away, or food that comes from animals that were treated poorly, there's a strong warning against that. But there's also a strong warning against adopting a certain, you know, diet or trend in lifestyle, because simply it's a trend. And really asking your body, what do you need? You can meditate with the food that you desire and envision how it will come into your cells, envision how it will interact with your own presence and how it will be digested by your body, and work from that, and remembering that your body's word is the holy word. So if you need to eat eggs that come from chickens that are roaming around and treated with love and are happy to share in the abundance of their own physical body, please do. Remembering that milk in itself raw milk that comes from cows, again, roaming around, being treated with love and respect, is not inflammatory by itself. But if we're starting from an inflamed state and we're using more energy to process what we're taking in than we're receiving from the food substance, then we're only going to become more inflamed. So elimination diets that eliminate dairy and sugar and grain of all kinds are a good place to start. But just keeping mindful, like, to the words "I am raw" or "I am vegetarian," they solidify us in a narrow passageway of existence. And every day is different. And as your light body becomes lighter and lighter and lighter, your needs are going to change. That's natural. It's totally natural. As your cycle moves with the moon, your needs are going to change. Your needs are going to change. Please always pray with your food and with your body, with your water. That is the most powerful thing you can do, because say, for instance, you're in a situation like you're at an airport and there's just no good options and you're just having to settle. There's nothing organic and it's coming in like 8 different plastic containers. To say a prayer over it, "Sweet, sweet food, I invite you into my body and I invite you to join me in this elevated presence of divinity now. Let's play together in the energetic fields and see how much love we can bring to this day." And so it is. And so remembering that your consciousness, the power of your divine word, is more powerful than any chemical, than any processing, any energetic deficiency that comes from processing. And at the same time, we're still learning. We're still on the road to self-mastery. So to not deprive yourself and to honor your body above all else. And actually, there's another point about food. There's no food that can be, quote, good for you unless you are in a good state. And the good state, again, is that single eye focus and acceptance of our divinity. And when we're in this state of accepting our divinity, we realize that the resources that come to us are simply an emanation of the resources that are always flowing through us. And everything becomes good. Everything becomes good. Everything is good. Lilith has one more piece about demons and reminding us that there is no such thing as a demon. There's no such thing as evil. That these places that feel dark or heavy are, again, places to love, places that need a hug. The emanations of demons outside of us are laser beams to places within us that need love. So if you look at the story that Lilith birthed 1,000 demons every day, it's like she's the one reminding us to go within, to give the love to the places that have the shame. Saying there's literally nothing to be ashamed of. Now, as we let go of the shame in our own life, in our own body, in our own story, we also must let go of the condemning of others. No matter what, we are holy. No matter what, they are holy. The light of the body is in the eye. Therefore, thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. So, beloveds, we're going to move into breath alchemy. We've reached our usual time of 1 hour. We'll probably be together for another 20 or 30 minutes. If you don't have that time set aside already, I invite you to leave the call and then come back later to the recording when you have a full 30 minutes to be with this meditation. And you want to really deeply honor this time of breath work as you know, holy and sacred, and you want to drop into it fully and completely and then have the time to come out of it. So feel free to step off now. The recording will come out a little bit later today, most likely, and you can enjoy it at the right time. And if you have the time, then here we go. So, beloveds, today's breath alchemy is really based on the pineal gland, working with the pineal gland, a beautiful gland that it's shaped like a pine cone. So the pituitary gland is in the head, it's in the front of the brain, and the pineal gland is further back in the center of the brain, and it's shaped like a pine cone. And if you look through all ancient cultures, from Christianity, Catholicism, Egyptian culture, Buddhist, Hindu culture, the pine cone is a sacred object and is reflected all over the place. Now that I've said it, you're going to start to see it as you do your research and check it out. And the pineal gland is this, basically the third eye. The third eye is a channel, really. It starts at the pituitary gland in the center of your forehead. That's like the opening, the doorway. And then there's a channel that leads back to the pineal gland. And the pineal gland is our access portal to the entire universe, to all that is. And the pineal gland is really like an emanation of this shame body that we've been carrying for so long. Many of us have a calcified pineal gland. It's full of water. It secretes the hormone or the chemical DMT, which allows us access to, you know, all across all space and time, and to experience these beautiful shamanic journeys that we can all access whenever we choose on the power of our breath. But this calcification that's happening because of lifestyle and technology and poor diet and fluoride and chemical life, this calcification is, for many of us, decreasing our ability to connect with our own divinity. So the breath alchemy technology that came through today is about liquefying our pineal gland. And simultaneously, this technology directly links our pineal gland to our heart and our womb, so that we have a trifecta portal of access to infinite time, space, knowledge, love. Infinite love. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? Close your eyes, beloved, and begin to breathe through your mouth, long, slow, and deep. Light of the body is the eye. Therefore, thine eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light. Allowing your breath to move like a wave through your whole body, in the mouth and out the mouth. Be sure that your mouth is wide, jaw relaxed. So it's like fogging a mirror, not pursed lips, please. Feeling your exhale relax your entire body as your cells begin to spin like radiant wheels of light. Each cell, its own chakra, its own portal, its own universe. Feeling the pace begin to slow and slow and slow. Feeling the medicine of tortoise with us, moving slow, breathing slow in order to live in peace for as long as we'd like. Long, slow, and deep through the mouth. Exhaling by the mouth, feeling your channel grounding down into the earth. Feeling your own energy merging with Mother Earth's energy. Infinite beings meeting and allowing this energy to sink into the center of the earth, nourishing her and as an offering to Mother Earth, and allowing that energy to move back up through your own channel. Merging and unifying with this slow, circular, clockwise spinning of your cells. An anointment from the earth through the whole body. Notice any places that aren't, that they're numb or they don't feel the spinning. Take your breath there. Not to change it, not to save it, but to give it the love and let it unfold in its own time. Feeling how each of your cells is excited to experience every possibility in this lifetime. Just as our human race is excited to experience every possibility in this lifetime, our universe is excited to experience every possibility. When we wake up in the morning, I'm excited to experience the possibility of this day, this sunrise to sunset. When we step into a cycle of the moon, this new moon, I'm so excited to experience the possibilities of this moon, long, slow, and deep. Every cell longing to know all the different shapes she might take, just as God longs to know God's self as you and you and you. Continue with a slow breath, but dropping the exhale now, like a sweeping wind. Pick it up, inhale, drop it, sweeping through, inhale, exhale, sweeping wind, pick it up. Feeling the shame bodies, the coat of armor, the hardness of the cells, relaxing away, feeling your body, perhaps itself moving. Now, beloved, please make sure you're lying down, if you're not already, horizontal on the earth, chest to the sky, if that's comfortable, or if you have other needs to take care of yourself, but connecting to the earth fully. Taking your attention, beloved, with your breath up to the head, to the top of the head, to the center of your brain, connecting with your sacred pineal gland, thought to be the seat of the soul, the doorway to all that is, third eye, mind's eye. Continuing with the slow, sweeping breath. Slower now. Feeling your own pineal gland as its own chakra, spinning wheel of light, a three-dimensional eye able to see in all directions, literally all directions around your body, but also all directions within all space and time, connecting you to all other lifetimes, all other possibilities, all other beings. Now using your breath to sweep through this tiny gland, searching for the calcification hard spots. Coming to a place of stillness, you find this hardness, and with your next exhale, a little crack. And another exhale, a gentle crack. And one more exhale, crack. Feeling the calcification open, and now the gold of all life start to ooze and saturate this gland, liquefying any tender, tough spots by your breath. Feeling how this liquefaction opens doorways upon doorways upon doorways upon doorways. Feeling Mother Mary at your back, her left hand in a mudra of blessing and presence and witnessing, as you allow this liquid gold ooze to travel down and down across the back of your body, over the landscape of your throat and your chest, your bosom, traveling down like liquid love lava into the center of your heart, which you now feel spinning at her own pace. The central chakra, the central doorway, the truth of who you are. Beloved, feel this new technology coming through, that in fact the pineal gland may be a seat of the soul, but your heart is the seat of your true nature, love. Seeing your soul as a bigger emanation of you, and then seeing the truth of the soul as love residing in the center of your heart. And allowing this liquid love light to ooze and penetrate and soften the heart. By the power of your breath, deep, long, and slow, in an exhale. And feeling this liquid love ooze now to travel across the landscape of your low back, and down through your abdomen, into your womb. If you have no uterus, into the space of your womb, this infinite space of nothing, the home of all possibility, that is the home of darkness. Darkness is not demonic. It is not waiting to be changed. It is not waiting to be enlightened. It is the home of all possibility. Allowing your breath to move through your womb, allowing this liquid love to anoint your womb, is an offering of thanksgiving. Feeling a central channel of connection now from the womb to the heart to the pineal gland, and letting your breath move and journey through this channel as a serpent, snake, as smoke rising and exploring and traveling back down, and just journeying, just feeling it, making love with your own self by the power of your breath. And allowing this breath work, this session, to be a consecration, an empowerment, that from here out, every word we speak, every thought we think, is in the name of empowerment, in the name of our sovereign divinity, that our tongues are golden tools for creation. I am revitalizing with each breath. I am a creatrix of bliss and joy in all I do. I am getting closer to the light with each breath. I am free from all shame. And then paying attention as we say these empowerments to the places that are like, that's not true, girl. And bringing our breath there. Sometimes a little quicker helps. Being with the place that says that's not true. But just remembering that the reputation that we experience is emanating from our own presence. And the only beings we have to stand up to are the places within that believe we are not God. And the only way we need to stand up to them is by breathing the holy light of God through our entire body. It's just one breath, that's all it takes. I am the home of God. That's it. Taking your attention up to the top of your head, just below your skull, and allowing your breath to move in clockwise motions. Feeling this clockwise portal open up to the seventh plane of creation. Feeling this clockwise portal begin to move down and trace the channel, beginning in the pineal gland, so juicy now, so ready to receive and receive the programming of love. So the pineal gland full of water, water easily programmed. I am love. I am the home of God. I am the portal to all that is. I am the portal to ingenious creations and solutions to daily problems in my life, global problems on the planet, allowing this spiral to move down and down, down this channel. Feel how clear and wide this channel is through the center of your body into the heart chakra. Feeling how melty this section of your body is, truly like lava. This beautiful pump. This beautiful pump moving your blood like lava. Moving your breath now down the channel, moving through the center of your body, continuing this clockwise, still connected to the pineal gland, a single point of light, connected to the heart, a single point of light, down into the womb, this third point of light, this trinity, letting this spiral consecrate your womb space, feeling this liquid energy as the energy of mud. And now with your next exhale, beloved, you feel a rush from top to bottom as the doorway in your back opens. And you find yourself connected to the universe, to all divinity and light, from three channels, pineal, heart, womb, out the back of your head, out the back of your thoracic, and out the back of your sacral spine. Feeling yourself plugged in to the light of God, and allowing with your next few breaths any information needing to rush in to come. And allowing these three channels, chambers, to receive the information, which then journeys through the central channel of your body from pineal to heart to womb, integrating with this channel, integrating with the energy of liquid lava mud, and journeying at its own pace through all of your body,
receiving a natural revitalization, energizing, revitalizing grace throughout your entire body, feeling your cells begin to light up, loosen up, feeling any inflammation just feeling this information coming through your back, through your spine, into these points of access as your own wave, your own portal of time, created by you, for you. It's okay if you don't understand. Letting this wave move through you. Keep breathing. Long, slow, and deep. Feeling this moment, this wave as your complete VIP access to the imaginal realm. This is the place Magdalene and Yeshua journeyed when he was in the tomb. They say it was purgatory, but it's this space of infinite potential, which means it is a mystery. There's nothing decided in this place. It is all up to your sovereign choice. And here are your access points: pineal gland, heart, womb, breath. This is like your access to your own personal float tank, your own womb, your own relaxation in the hammock, in the sunlight. This is your place to surrender, to let go. And feeling as you come to this place, there's a natural unwinding. More and more, your cells letting go. Looser and looser and looser. Looser and looser. Feeling your breath begin to settle a little bit. And please, beloved, bring your right hand to cover your eyes. In a gesture of willingness to not know how it will turn out, a gesture of willingness to let go of the shame, the judging eye. You might even massage around the eyes, this place where so many of us start to experience and emanate age in the first place, where the wrinkles come, just gently massaging. And blessing your two eyes as your tools for seeing the world as you want it to be. Gently rubbing over your eyelids. Gently tracing across your cheeks. Giving your jaw a little massage. Anointing your jaw, your tongue. Your throat as the speaker of the world you wish to be in. And now journeying across the expanse of your hands and anointing your hands by the power of your breath as the creators of the world you wish to be in. placing your hand on your third eye. Please, your right pointer finger. The light of the body is the eye, capital I. Therefore, thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Bringing all of your attention to this single point in your body, giving a pressure, pressuring here against your skull, feeling that channel nice and wide and open. Taking your left hand, pushing against the back of your skull, same location, feeling this channel open from the back. And feeling that the single point of focus that we commit to today is the single point of focus of divinity. And that in each moment as we move through the day, letting your breath relax more and more, moving it through the nose, we step into opportunities for more vitality and juiciness in the choices we make and what we eat, how we spend our time, how we respond to a difficult situation, how we listen to our body, how we treat our body when she says, I'm so tired, I need rest, or I'm craving fresh air. How we treat those around us when they're having difficult feelings. Do we offer them the hug of unconditional love, or do we push against them, trying to change them to make them feel a different way? Because their own feelings reflect places in ourselves that need love. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Feeling your body connected to the earth as it is. Feeling that beautiful channel opening down into Sophia Gaia. Feeling her sing the songs, reminding us how to regenerate again and again and again without dying. Without dying. She reminds us to let go of the fear that we must die, that she must die, that there is anything to worry about, that all of these problems we face are opportunities for ourselves, our one body of Christ waving as humanity to make new shapes. New sacred geometries. Sophia Gaia reminding us that again, this wave of time that we perceive as July 7th to August 21st is a powerful time to ride it with ease and grace and gentleness according to your own heart. To avoid the circle jerk and to look within. Look within the body, who needs your love, and look within this portal, this space, the imaginal realm of which you are a stargate for what you want to bring forward, how you want to ride this wave. Do you want to stand up tall, arms spread, or do you want to crouch down and get deep into the tunnel? Maybe you want a boogie board. Feeling the blessings of Mother Mary and Magdalene showering down on this time, this holy call, this holy cloud. Giving many, many thanks to you, beloved Lightcasters, for showing up to do the work. And again, reiterating that this wave, this crest, is thanks to the work that we've already done. Thanks to the letting go that we've already done. We're doing it.
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And Lilith stepping forward in a beautiful, beautiful reminder that she didn't need to be remembered, but she's so happy to be here. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our reputation comes from what we repeat. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Feeling your entire consciousness and awareness inhabit your entire body by the power of your next exhale. And so it is. Saying thank you to Holy Mother and Holy Father of all life for this time together, for this sacred knowledge, for this holy remembrance. May we go forward as beacons of empowerment for all those with eyes to see and ears to hear. May we remain singularly focused on our divinity. And when we forget, to love the parts that forget with joy and ease, with humor and grace. And so it is. Amen. All my love to you, beloveds. Namaste.